Hey! Where are you going?
Mics are live.
Are we alive?
Yeah, mics are live.
And I'm chewing on chips again.
I did that on purpose.
Always something in his mouth.
Ba-dum-bum.
And we kind of wish there was always something in your mouth.
Oh. No.
I'm kidding. That was
too
that
early.
Was
for that.
Whoa.
Too
the sun's
early.
Not even down yet.
No. We're
Give another drink.
We're at Traeger's again, recording another show, and this
is—you know—I want to talk,
and we have welcomed the ladies from Felk, Female Encounters of the Lifetime.
You have to check that show out.
Yes, just brand new show. But anyway, and they've challenged us. We'll go into that. But today, I want to first say about our previous show.
What about our previous show, David?
Well, I wonder if people got
me
it.
Going.
Did anybody get it?
I don't know.
People have been
sending me mail.
We got and job offers.
I've got relatives coming out of the woodwork. So we
need to... Oh, my God.
Felicia asked me to marry her.
Yeah.
Julie wants to be the child.
I was pulling up websites about London, traveling to London.
Angel thinks she's going to London.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't know yet either. Oh, I feel so bad because she's so sweet, but you know.
Now you have to send her.
You know,
if you don't know what we're talking about, you have to listen to last week's show.
Listen to last April Fool's show.
And go to the website.
The big thing is that you need to go to the website because you can still win a drink,
right? You can. AFDpodcasts.com.
Is it a snake on the end of that?
It's plural.
Yeah.
It's more than one AFD podcast.
It's two.
It's
well, actually,
at least
it's a
two.
Bunch.
It's a bunch. Yeah. So it's AFDpodcasts.com.
That's where I messed up.
And the website explains it all.
It does.
And
yeah.
you have still have a chance to
and
win.
There's a possibility that you could win a free drink. Yeah. Basically, you have to identify two people, and those pictures are on the website.
Okay. And, but see, the for those of you that live worldwide... When you get to Farmington, we'll buy you a drink.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the drink as is from Traeger's Bar in Farmington.
In Farmington
it's not just a random as free drink wherever you might be.
Yeah, because we want to see your ID. We want to see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was a great show. I had a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm glad the ladies from Felk joined us for that as well.
Yeah.
All right, so
we played jokes on them too.
Well, so cruel.
Yeah, we did.
So cruel.
Yeah.
I got the go to hell married look a couple of times.
Yeah. I know. I haven't seen that look, and I recognized it too.
Yeah, it was immediate.
I was like, oh wow, shit. What?
Yeah.
That gets embedded in you. Like, whoa. Sorry.
Looked at you like, he's like, I'm gonna slap you.
Sorry.
Oh, no, she looks at you like.
What? Oh, Julie, yeah. All right, well, listen, it was all in fun, and we really had a good time. I mean, I enjoyed doing that whole show. It was like catching that big bass, right? You get them hooked, and you just
you
kind of let them play with them a little.
Reel them in a little.
Suck them right in.
Let them run out a little bit. Reel them in a little more,
My oldest boy used to do something like that. I don't know what he called it, but yeah. Suck me right in. But anyway, I'm going to try to get, I'm going to succeed in getting serious. This show is going to be one of our more serious ones. I think it's a great topic.
Out.
And I'm glad that you ladies are here as well to help mothers.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
To add to this issue.
It's pretty rough. I mean, I'm sure we're not the only ones that have experienced you in your way, my in my way. And you guys, husbands may have been somewhat at some point. I don't know. You can fill in whatever you want.
Okay.
So we're talking about absent fathers.
Absent fathers. It's a rough subject.
Something.
And it was, and you kind of had a come to Jesus with your boy.
Yeah.
And your new, and you, because you got a new grandkid.
Yeah.
Trying to make things, you know, right.
So it's a recent issue for me. And that's kind of why we brought it up and we're talking about it. And so I just returned from a trip to, for the first time, meet my granddaughter. She just turned 1 year old, so I was there for her first birthday. That was amazing. Because they got married. He married his wife. It's his high school sweetheart, so they've been dating and living together forever. He's 27 now.
Wow.
So they've been living together and dating since high school, and just married her in 2020. Of course, everything was locked down. I couldn't go.
Yeah.
And then she had the baby last year in 2021, and things were still weird.
Good.
And so I didn't go up for that. And then she just turned one this year, so I was able to go up for that.
What color is her hair?
Well, I don't know what it's going to end up being. She's just one. So it's kind of dark, but it may be blonde.
I think you're blonde.
So it might end up turning blonde. Some pictures it's blonde and some it's dark, and so I can't figure which way it's going.
I can tell you that I was impressed because when my first grandkid, I got pictures everywhere on Facebook, and you know, you were real classy about the pictures you posted. I thought that was kind of cool. You only posted a couple, and most of them were with you in it with a smile. I don't think I've ever seen you smile so big. Ear to ear, yeah.
Well, he pretty much lights up when he talks about it,
so you
can tell.
His eyes light
so
up.
Cute. She did not feel the same way about me. Yeah. I say that. Picked her up for the first time. She's looking at me like, what in the hell are you?
Yeah.
She's always, oh my gosh, he has a big old beard mullet.
Yeah, she just stared at me. But she didn't squirm, she didn't try to get down, she didn't try to get away, nothing. She would just eventually fall asleep, and it was amazing. Baby blankets are the best.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Did you learn to swaddle?
Oh, I've known that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do to a baby. Yeah. Yeah. Swallow that puppy up in there.
I had one.
Like a little papoose.
Another girl, actually. Oh, my goodness. That was one of the things. I would have to wrap her so tight. Like, really tight. I would sit her down there and, like, do the under thing and then, like, grab her and pull that blanket and just tighten it up and wrap it again. It's just like a tight little burrito, man. Yeah. Just to wrap her up in it. But yeah, the other is, so one, I went up and met my granddaughter, which is amazing. Two, I've been texting my son, no phone calls, but texting him since his high school graduation. Again, he's 27, so it's been almost 10 years.
From high school, graduated from high school.
Yeah, and I haven't seen him since then. Last time I saw him was his high school graduation. We've been texting since then, and he wasn't ready for phone calls. He's
but
like,
this wasn't by your choice particularly, right?
Right. So before that, I had missed about 8 years prior to his graduation of his growing up.
Well,
it's just because, so it was because I couldn't deal with his mom. I just could not deal with his mom. So cutting her off cut him off. And, you know, there's a million excuses. But I wanted to go up there and tell him that, dude, I can give you a million excuses why I wasn't around. But to you, they're nothing but excuses.
Right.
The fact is, I was not around for you. And I apologize for that. I was the adult. I should have figured that out. And I should have figured out some way to make it work. And I did not make it work. And I was not there for you. And he needed a father figure. He needed somebody. He was in trouble. I had no idea he was even in.
So you had no communication with his mother?
None. No. No,
none. Sometimes if you were to stick around, then he could have resented both of you. I mean, it could have been
possibly
such a broken marriage that he'd be like, God, it'd be better off if they would just split up.
Yeah. Well, I'd already remarried and then divorced the second one as well because she's also crazy. But I just like crazy women. It's
Hispanic or what?
No, they're not crazy. They're just dangerous.
Yeah. Don't tag for the Spanish people. Yeah. Period.
No. So anyway, I just wasn't there. I wasn't there and I wanted to apologize for him. And turns out, you know, there's the extra issue of his.
He was standoffish to you, though, right?
Yeah.
Real standoffish.
Yeah, I got him to allow me to be at his high school graduation. Because the previous.
You to be there.
Right. The previous 8 years, we had zero contact. And he was pretty mad at me.
Because
I didn't know why.
His mother was beating
I thought I knew why. Because obviously I wasn't around. I thought that was the reason. But he was mad at me. And I convinced him to let me come to his graduation. It's up in Boise, so it's, you know, a 12-hour drive to get up there. So I was able to go up for his graduation, and And then we've been texting since then, because now I don't have to go through his mother to talk to him.
Yeah, that's
so we've been texting, but he let me know, like, no phone calls, I'm not there. Yeah. And so that's kind of what's been going on for almost 10 years. Yeah.
But at least you've had communication.
Yeah. So we've been texting. The texts have been good. Like, you know, they've been good, but kind of on a superficial
level.
Maybe
because he became a dad now, and he kind of gets an understanding of being a parent.
Yeah. I mean, there was some build up to that, because he's been dating the same girls since he was in high school. And so I got, you know, the photo of the ring that he wanted to get her, you know. And there was a couple of years of him building up to actually getting the ring and, you know, asking her. So I've kind of been around in text message form, you know, keeping track of stuff. And he'll check in with me, like, you know, how's the business going or whatever. But there's nothing really deep. There's no, deep conversations. It's just kind of general, like you would do for
acquaintances,
a person that you know. Yeah. So anyway, I went up there and we squashed it off. So I learned that his mother told him that because he was being bad, I didn't want anything to do with him.
That's how she disciplined him, right? That's how she gave him a line. Yeah.
But he was mad. He was pretty mad at it. I didn't realize that was the issue all the time. I just thought it was because I wasn't around. But for him, it was because I chose not to be around because he was being bad, which was zero. That was not the issue. It was, I couldn't deal with his crazy mom. That was why. It had zero to do with him. So
it's horrible to lay that on him, for him to think it's his fault.
Why would you put that on a child?
Yeah, that's cruel.
Anyway, we aired that all out. It's out in the open, and everything kind of makes more sense to him, to me, and we're moving forward and everything. So, yeah, good stuff. But he ended up being in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble.
When he was a teenager. A lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Not now.
No. We're talking drugs, crime, theft, like everything. Prison, the whole bit. I didn't know any of it. None of it. I knew none of it. I had zero contact. I'm here, there in Idaho, two states away. I had no idea what anything. No contact at all. Zero contact. For 8 years.
Not to use wake-up call, but this should be a wake-up call for people, for men that are in the same situation.
Yeah.
I had the same kind of situation, but I lived with a woman. I had kind of the same deal. And we'll talk about that. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we'd like to get you guys' input as well, because I think it's, it's a pretty intense subject.
Yeah.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
Okay, we're back. No.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
Sorry, Millie. Millie's gonna kill me.
We're always stepping on Millie.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She's sweet.
Yeah, she
What's
is.
Wrong? What problem Who's do we Millie? Have with Millie?
She's our announcer for does our intros. She's also from London somewhere. I'm not sure.
Turin. I'm not going to let you fool her again.
I'm so
Hey, listen, we're trying to fool the audience. Now, she's just blew the whole thing.
Oh, I thought you were. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were recording. I thought you were just messing with Felicia. It was like,
no.
She's like Rose on Golden Girls, you know?
You're always riding a Shetland.
Sorry.
We're talking about absentee fathers. Ken was not by choice, I think, for the most part, absentee.
Well, I mean, by choice, but...
Well, the first part, maybe. Yeah. Right?
Did you ever feel guilty about it?
Oh, my God, yes. I'm still dealing with that. Because I wasn't there, you know? I wasn't there. So it eats at me. And whenever that issue comes up on a TV show or a movie or something
can't
like that,
come change the channel.
Yeah. Oh God,
I was that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And because it's a thing. Like that has an impact on children. Yeah.
Do you feel like you can have a second chance now with your granddaughter?
Yeah.
To be there in her life and kind of make up for.
I honestly think he's going to do it with his son. I think.
He's a little older now, but he has.
But it's never too late, though.
No,
that's a good point to make, too, is it's never too late to reconnect.
But I was just wondering, like, a lot of parents do the second chance with their grandchildren.
Sure. So. And that makes the parents really upset.
Yeah. Why didn't you treat me like that?
I know how that is. Josh was actually pretty psyched that I was so excited to meet his daughter.
So
he was pretty excited about that. He just thought that was kind of cute.
It always made me feel good when my dad wanted to come see the kids. You know what? They got away with so much more crap than I ever got away with. That used to really piss me off.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That's the benefits of being a grandparent.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? My father-in-law, when I was my first marriage, he would tell me when Linda got pregnant, he would say, you know, I'm going to spoil that kid. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I expect you to. He goes, no, I'm going to set her up in the... Or we didn't know whether it's boy or girl. I'm going to set it... God, I can't believe he said it, but probably... up on the middle of the table, the kitchen table, and feed it spoons full of sugar.
Yeah.
And then send him home.
Oh, my God.
Whatever you want, baby.
Yeah. He never did that, but he did threaten several times.
Yeah.
But I was an absentee father in a separate way.
Right.
For my first two, I was chasing a career with Sears, and I was in management, and I traveled a lot. And I worked long days, 12, 14-hour days. And when I got home, I just didn't want anything to do with kids. I was married to a woman that was extremely strong. God bless her to this day. But she played both roles, and she did a great job at it. I mean, my two older kids, I couldn't ask for better. She never badmouthed me, ever. I think that's the important thing.
Yeah.
As a parent, whether you're male or female, father or mother, you should never, ever badmouth the mother of your child or the father of your child.
That's right.
Ever.
Let that child grow up and form their own opinion of it.
Exactly. Yeah, I can screw up by myself.
Don't use the child as a pawn.
Exactly.
You know, or as a bargaining chip or
in my
or
second relationship. Like I say, I was gone a lot when they were older, but my second relationship, that's exactly what she did. I have a wonderful son with her. I'm thankful that she blessed me with a wonderful boy. But and I spent a lot of time. I made every one of his games. I made every one of his things that he was doing. I made sure that I was there. And I remember calling my daughter, my oldest, and saying, "Sweetie, you know, I hope you guys are not upset. This is such a great story. I hope my last ex never hears this, but I'm going to lay it out there," because she said to me, "Dad, I think it's great. I think what you're doing is fantastic. I don't have any grudges or any, you know, nothing. What you're trying to do is fantastic." And I apologize to her for not being there.
Oh, for spending more time with the
The last one, yeah. Because I didn't miss a game. I didn't.
Right.
I quit a six-figure job to move back up here and took almost a half pay cut so I could be close to him.
Right.
But one of the last things my daughter said was, He needs you in his life because of his mother.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I can never make her understand. It's not a competition to see who likes you more, right? Who he likes more,
right.
Mom or dad? You're the same, irregardless. He was jealous of my daughter and the relationship that and she to this day has kind of drove a wedge between my youngest and my two oldest. I mean, a pretty decent wedge, which saddens me. But you know, my youngest is 19 now, and you know, he's on his own. He's got to make his own decisions. All you can do is hope that he sees for himself and he can make his own judgment, and that's all I want him to do.
Right.
Make your own judgment. I'm there for you if you need me, you know, but
luckily my son, he attributes it to his wife. He met her when he was in high school. He says that she put him on the street path.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah. That's sweet.
And so I got to meet her family and the whole thing, and they're all really cool. They're super cool.
No wonder your heart was this big when you got back. I remember.
Yeah.
It's like a freaking basketball.
Yeah, I was being passed around like a party favor. It was kind of weird. Everybody was like, what? Because no one has ever seen me.
Yeah.
Right? So does he look
well, you are kind of an oddity.
I have not seen him since he was 10 years old. And then when he graduated high school for that one day, and then I came back, that was it. But none of the family saw me. And so all of his friends were like, dude, you're Josh's dad.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Did you go, dude, yeah.
But yeah, so his wife, she's really cool. I need to get to know her more, but I pick people apart, and she's real smart, and she's super pretty. She looks like a baby doll. And she is real good to him without being a pushover good to him, right?
Sure.
So she can stand her ground as well, but she stands up for him and the whole thing. And in her family, they all kind of adopted him. You know, I got some funny stories of him being an adolescent drunk on their roof trying to get into... To her bedroom window.
Oh my gosh.
Dad's out there like, what? Get off of the roof! What are you doing?
So you got to meet his parents.
Yeah, I got to meet her parents. And so, yeah, so luckily he met her and she kind of set him straight. Because he was a little thug. He was thugging it. Yeah. But women, man, they get a power. So she set him straight.
Sure.
Yeah. You know,
straighten him out.
Now, see, there. When we had that conversation about the differences, you said there weren't many differences between men.
That's
one. The same, yeah. That's the big one. That's the monster, right? Yeah, that's the monster. I mean, I would, like my first wife. She is the epitome of a great mother. In all honesty, I mean, yes, she made mistakes. I mean, we're human beings, but you know, she stepped up to the plate and. She handled it quite well. I think things happen for a reason, for sure. Mm-hmm. But so you guys, I mean, from your standpoint, absentee dads. I mean,
any kind of personal experience with like absentee?
Well, I had a different kind of absentee father. He was there,
like me,
but emotionally absent.
I got you.
He was not, didn't get close with us, especially me. Big disciplinarian. He was big with the punishment, you know, but not...
Oh, yeah, you've told me that before.
Not support or anything like that.
Do you find that there's some generational stuff that goes along with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think he was quite a bit like his dad, except his dad, my grandpa. I was his favorite, you know, and he spoiled me like crazy. But I think it was part that and part his... My dad's mom passed away at a young age. She was 47. He was 27 and I was 7.
Right.
She died on Thanksgiving Day
in
64.
Right.
And he hadn't been the same since then. My mom said, you know, that's pretty much what changed him.
Yeah.
But not close. Actually, I haven't talked to him in quite a while. And he lives here in town. But
he wasn't like that with your brothers, right?
No, he was harder on me. And they separated when I was younger. When I was in first or second grade, they separated. And but they got back together. And I honestly, maybe it's the drink or something like that that I've had or something, but I wish they hadn't. In a way, sometimes I would sit in my room and think, I wish you hadn't got back together, you know.
Oh wow.
So yeah, it just wasn't close,
and
you know.
Do you talk to him now?
No.
And that started when?
Well, it started gradually over the years, and then actually the last straw was one time that we were over there, and he started picking on my husband. And that's when
that's
I just
all
said,
she wrote.
That was it. I'm yeah. sorry, yeah. we're done. You know.
Yeah.
And then, I tried again last Thanksgiving. We took the kids over there because they were in town. Both my kids were in town from Phoenix for Thanksgiving, and we took them over there. And I thought, okay, I'll suck it up so they can say hi to their grandpa and everything. And he made comments attacking my mother. And,
oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay, I'm done. So, yeah.
Listen,
it's different now because you're an adult. You have gumption. You have, you know.
Well, see, I still don't. I'm still a chicken shit.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm
still
pull
a coward.
On it and in certain circumstances to go.
That's it. I would still go back, you know. Yeah. And still, it's kind of weird because over the years, I would still try to impress him, or you know, hey, look at this, you know, look, hey,
right,
got my degree.
Absolutely.
Well, it's not that tough of a college, geez, you know. Yeah, it would be everything.
Man, that sounds familiar.
he actually said when I got pregnant with my son, and it was his first grandchild, and I went to him and I said, I'm gonna have a baby, you know, like that. And he said, and he never called me by my name. He always calls me daughter, never calls me by my name, don't know why. And he just looks at me and says, gee, daughter, any simple idiot can get pregnant.
Yeah, drunk people are doing the back seats all the time.
Yeah, that's what he said.
All right, well, listen, hold that thought. We gotta take a break.
It's a good
break.
Time to take a break, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, my God.
Didn't
know
it'd get this heavy, did you?
Yeah, oh, my head.
I need another drink.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher, in 2019 diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins. Marketing.com.
I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
All right, I want everybody to go,
Hit me. Mine sounded manly like yours.
It's because you're sitting next to me.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
What it is.
You've been, right, you know, off. What? You've been around me too much lately.
Yeah,
does Marco know?
He knows.
Okay, good. Because I don't want him knocking on my door at midnight with a shotgun.
Dave testosterone, is that what's happening? Are you going to get the radio voice too?
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
My name is Felicia.
Listen. Okay, let me.
Well, let's plug Felk again real quick. Female Encounters of the Lifetime.
Felk it.
Oh, that's even better. Don't milk it. Felk it.
Got milk? Felk it.
Yeah.
We're gonna felk you.
Hey, really? Haven't even bought him a drink.
Tune in, and we'll felk you.
Be listening for that. Look for it on the webpage.
Yeah.
My webpage guy has not got it on there yet, but it'll be on there soon. It'll be on
he
by the time this
is.
I think it's a plan.
I tried to.
I think it's a plan.
Get it together, guys.
It's out there. I mean, we're out there.
What happened to the integrity of the show?
They don't want us out there.
The intellectual property.
I was
of the
shook
show.
By our job offer.
Oh.
Ken got stars struck.
Shaking up a little bit.
Hey, I should have said something. I turned down. I offered a job at KOA in Denver years ago when I was at Big Dog. And it was a big salary too at that time. It was like, I don't know, $75,000 a year. And I worked, it was a morning program.
Yeah.
And I worked from, I think it was 6 to 10, just Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends were remotes, where you go out on location and do a remote. The remotes paid $750 over and above what I was already making.
Nice.
So I drove up there and got in that Denver traffic.
Yeah.
And I had a lady with me at the time, and I'll never forget. We were going to a Rockies game as well. It took us 45 minutes to go 5 miles. We got to Denver. And, you know, I don't own Denver well enough to take a side street.
Yeah.
45 minutes to get to the motel. We were late to the game.
Yeah.
I was so pissed off when I got to the motel. I told Simone, I said, I ain't coming up here.
Yeah.
I'd rather just stay in the small town. I'm fine.
That's the trick. I did learn that trick. Stay the hell off the interstate during rush hour time.
Oh,
frames.
My God.
Just take the roads.
I lived in Phoenix for a long time, and I could maneuver through Phoenix at the highest of rush hour.
Phoenix
without a problem.
Is easy, right. But except my daughter, her new apartment is over near the stadium. The Cardinals play.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
if there's a game anywhere near it. That time, I mean, the whole day, she said, I don't even go anywhere. I just stay.
I lived in Peoria that was just about.
I
could see the new the stadium, the football stadium from where I lived.
Yeah.
I could see it. You know?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I thought about renting that house out because, you know, they had the World Series down there.
Yeah.
So I thought about, you know, just keeping that property and then renting it to people that want to go down there. And because, you know, it's not quite walking distance, still a good clip, but you could shuttle from there for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about absentee fathers and somewhat absentee mothers. I mean, I have not ever run into an absentee mother, but I know they're out there. Yeah,
I know
out there.
A few of them.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not, I don't think it's as common. Maybe it's changing, but I don't think it's as common as absentee
fathers. Listen, when you carry a living being inside you for 9 months.
You're kind of connected.
I mean, there's a connection that a father
can...
How
you cannot, yeah.
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 It's hard
shot.
To... Yeah, no. I can so see certain women that probably should never be mothers. And
oh,
mothers.
My gosh.
Yeah.
yeah. Should be absent.
yeah.
should be absent, yes.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
All right. So, Felicia, what about your story?
My story?
Yeah. Did you have an absentee father?
My son...
Oh, this is... You want to share
this? Oh, this is kind of different. No, I don't want to share it.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, probably not.
I kind of... But mine was a little different. He worked a lot. Like, kind of what
your
he
dad? Did.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a truck driver.
Oh, so he's gone a lot, too.
He was gone a lot. And then when he was home, he was too tired to interact with us.
Right.
So that's the way I was.
Basically, my mom raised us.
Right.
And so now she's like, how come you're not close with your father? I really don't know him, I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
I don't know him that
Yeah.
Long. Yeah. That and he's got a broken English and he can't understand English.
Yeah.
no, he does. He does good, but...
That's how you she polish wonders, up on your Spanish?
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. But no, it frustrates her that we're not close to him.
And I can understand that.
And so, well, we didn't know him. We still didn't know him. So the day we barely know him.
They were...
Right.
We love him. No,
yeah. He's a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart,
Yeah,
too.
He is a sweetheart. It's just... We don't have any common ground with him. We don't know
during those formative years.
Exactly.
That you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So my mom was basically a single mother, a disciplinary, had three crazy brothers. So you can only... So all of her attention went to my brothers trying to...
Were you in the pecking... Are you the youngest or the oldest, the middle?
I am the black sheep, right in the middle.
Right in the middle?
Yeah.
I can see you as a middle... Because you seem... You know, you have been so... You and Julie both. I mean,
I'm a middle child.
Yeah, you have been... Like, Julie will not let me touch the cases. You're the same way.
Oh, I'm like motherly.
Yeah, you just jump all over, you know, make sure...
Basically, I should be carrying you out. I'm like, let me carry you, David. After
I want to see you give David a piggyback.
Yeah. I'll do it. I have a strong back.
I would not ever do that to you.
And then he pees on my back.
I haven't gotten the adult diapers yet, but it's close.
Well, two of her brothers are twins.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
And they're younger. They're, what, 2 years younger than you or three?
No, months.
Oh, no. They're 4 years. Well, anyway, they were...
Julie knows more about your family than you do.
So I'm 41 and they're 40.
I thought they were more than...
No, they're like your kids.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
But anyway, so she had younger brothers that were twins, you know, so her mom's, you know, tackling
so
twins.
Like triplets.
And so, yeah.
Well, sure, yeah. Right. You're that close. Within a year.
Yeah.
I thought they were more than that. I thought they were like Marco's age.
No, you know what? They used to play beauty school with me when I was little, and they'd roll my hair up with gum.
Yeah.
And my mom had to chop it off one day, and then I had this... I was a horrible looking child. Horrible. I had a cast with chopped
They picked
up
on
hair
her, too.
And little mocos coming out of my nose.
Little what coming out of your nose?
I was horrible.
Hey, Felicia, do I got bats in my cave?
Yeah. We'll use that as the Spanish word of the week next week.
No wonder my dad didn't want nothing to do with that.
Would look at you like, you ain't mine.
My side of the family.
So, yeah, that's kind of what we grew up with. But he was there. I mean, financially.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was financially for sure.
Right.
I don't think you had much of a choice, really.
I was paying child support. I mean, there was
okay.
So, child support payments went through, but other than that.
That was it.
That was it. There was no contact. Now, my father, when I was growing up, it was a little bit of a dual game. So. Probably half of my childhood, he wasn't around. And it was just because he was working, like you were saying. He just worked all the time. So he was gone before we got up out of bed. He didn't come home until we were back in bed at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And we would sometimes see him on Sunday. But he was, like, super stressed. He wanted quiet. He didn't want a bunch of kids running around. And so we needed to be, like, outside and out of his hair.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And so... absent in that way, just he wasn't there as a figure that's guiding me or my brother. So later on, there was a career shift, and he was around, and all of a sudden we turned into slave labor. He got a job here at Salmon College, and he was teaching welding and things like that. But when he first started, he got summers off, and he's type A, used to working like 6 days of work all day long. And so in the summers, he's like, well, hell. So he started building fences and installing sprinkler systems and things like that. So we were the slave labor to haul all the lumber and dig all the trenches.
Really can bid the job cheaper too if we didn't have to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was, I mean, sure, I'm not complaining about that, but that was kind of cool. Like
but
I did get to spend some time.
Yeah,
I got some work ethic, and that's like what a father should be doing. Yeah. But so I got kind of half and half. Like half the time he wasn't there just because he was working. The other time it was a career shift, and he was around, and it was kind of cool. So.
All right. Well, listen, we're out of time again already. I mean,
Why do we do this every time?
It's because we have so much fun. We're not quite. We got 30 seconds.
We have 30 seconds, yeah,
but we can go over. I just want to remind everybody about the April Fool's podcast. If you haven't downloaded, if you haven't fallen for it, if you haven't been hooked, then be sure and check it out. And you can win a free drink if you live in Farmington.
Nice.
You know, we'll if you guys can. Oh, you guys already know who they are,
what
so you can't do that.
Yeah.
Huh?
What if I live in Aztec?
Then bring it.
Wait a minute. Are you one of the six old soreheads?
She is.
I am.
Okay, so yeah, you can have a drink.
All
matter
right.
of fact, they will give you one from here, and then I'll personally buy you one just to make you.
He just wants me to take his equipment down.
That's right.
I need somebody to carry this shit to the car. All right. Any last bits of wisdom that you'd like to throw out?
No,
any challenges?
I think I've revealed enough. As it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be ready to get your asses kicked.
Woo, she's a toughie. Well, listen, let's do this, too. If they have questions or if they want to be a part of FELC, Female Encounters of the Life Kind, you can email us at what did I say,
female? Femaleencounters.lifekind@gmail.com.
Bingo. And it'll be on the website. It'll be on the website by the time it's there, so I don't even... there's no sense me even bringing this up. Right, Ken?
No.
Okay.
No. Ken's not already checked out.
Ken's checked out.
I'm listening to the song. I realize I had Eric Campbell in my truck doing this performance.
You're being an absentee host. I'm being an absentee host
right now. Like my final words?
Final words.
If you were an absentee father, it may not be too late.
I would say it's not too late, but you, if you're having trouble, you're
going
to have to make an effort to give.
You have to make the effort in order for it to not.
Yeah, it's not going to happen on its own.
It might be already, but that doesn't excuse it. Like, right. It's not too late. Do it.
Let's say 90% of the time it shouldn't be too late.
Fix the issue. Be a man. Move forward.
Suck it up. Throw some balls.
Do it.
Okay. Ladies, thank you for being a part. Thank you for sitting here.
Thanks for inviting us.
Oh, sure, yeah. I didn't invite you. You just showed up.
Well,
we're
going to
have some fun.
Oh, come. Oh. He's going to get it. Carry your own damn case.
The crossover show, what were our ideas for that? It was...
Oh, we don't want to reveal it to him.
You should tell about
reveal
what the next one's going to be.
What's the next one?
Yeah.
Our next one is going to be, can men and women be just friends?
Yeah, this is going to be a good one.
Why don't you guys email us?
I can argue either side of that.
That's what I'm thinking,
too. I have a question to ask you guys. You can ponder and then give us the answer later on and at another time or something.
Oh, it's a pondering moment. Can you smell smoke?
You know, they say that you can tell a lot about a guy by the type of woman that he finds attractive, correct? Or that he's interested in.
Yes.
Really?
Right. So I have a question for you guys, right? Ginger or Marianne?
Oh, she asked me this, and I told her already.
She asked me.
And I guessed what I thought his would be, but I have no idea.
I'm not going to say. So, Ken.
That's changed through my life.
I've
been disconnected from that for a long time, so I would have to go back and think about.
Well, because I didn't want an answer this
at
right
one
now.
One time it was Ginger. Right. At another time it was
probably
Marianne.
During your adolescence was probably Ginger, right?
Ginger.
Yeah. I totally picked David for a Marianne fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she gave it up, David.
Yeah, I've always.
Well, I said
Marianne
I picked him for that.
I never cared for Ginger much. I don't know.
There was a time when,
too uppity for me.
Yeah, she was hot. But then.
Farrah Fawcett was who I wanted.
Oh, God.
I had
her poster with hard nipples and everything
brain.
In the bathing suit.
I have a different brain right now, and now I have to think back on it.
Process.
So, there's certain women now where I look and I'm like, no, I have plenty experience with freaking crazy. Hot does not cut it. That equals crazy. Don't want anything to do with it. So, I go for the strong, independent, sweet, nice, caring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on a show, but we didn't put in that. I like that question, though.
It
kind of defines.
So, independency is really huge for a lot of men. They find that very attractive in women.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Absolutely. I didn't when I was earlier. That's how come I'm divorced as many times. Because I wanted to fix them. They needed fixing.
That's the thing.
I needed to fix myself first, and then.
And you got to know putting a ring on somebody doesn't change them at all.
That was maybe why I was marrying crazy women, because
they're
I'm
not
like,
the same person you knew.
I got the one that fell in love so fast. Like
so,
my brother.
No, but I've dropped that issue.
Yeah.
So now I really like that's the most important. Strong, independent. And I've had that conversation with several women that I was starting to date, Jerry included. She's the latest, and it's been a lot of years now. But I want you to want me. I do not want you to need me. I cannot stand that.
Yeah.
I want you to not need anything from me.
Yeah. I'm there if you need
when
me.
When you're like, I can take you or leave you, I'm like, you're right for me. Awesome.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wind it up. Thank you, ladies, for coming out.
Pinkies down, thumbs up.
Yeah. Pinkies down.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up, baby.